So I was watching this. I was looking around on the Netflix, and I was looking around on the Netflix, and I saw this thing called Too Young to Die. And have you seen this, Esmeralda?
No.
It's a series of it's a TV series. It's out of Britain, and it's a show. It's one. Each one is like a 1 hour documentary about a celebrity or you know, person in the public eye who died young, and it's just like a documentary about their lives. And I watched like four of them. I just became sort of obsessed with it. I saw the one on River Phoenix. I watched the one on Philip Seymour Hoffman. The one on John Belushi, which I don't highly recommend. The one on John Belushi, maybe it'll be new to other people, but it wasn't. There was absolutely no new information in it, because I mean, I've read and seen everything that has to do with anything that John Belushi has ever done in his life. So, but that one, and then the one that I thought was amazing was the one on Falco.
What?
Yeah. They did one on Falco, and it was the best one of the ones I watched. It was awesome. Now, people who don't remember, you remember Falco, right, Esmeralda?
Of course.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Are you kidding me?
Der Karmasar, Vienna Calling, Genie, Quit Living on Dreams. So they did the whole, and it was mostly in German. It was like his friends and the people that worked with him, the people in his band. And I had no idea this guy's backstory and what, you know, the problems he had with drugs and with alcohol and what happened to him, like, in terms of his wife and kid. And he died. He was 40 when he passed away. He died in 1998. And I remember, you know who loved Falco? Dan, take a guess who loved Falco.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen, loved Falco. Loved him. I did not go with him. I can't believe I didn't go with him, but he saw Falco. And I remember he came back after the concert. That was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. Falco rules. So this, I highly recommend. First of all, the show is really good and well done. And it's called Too Young to Die, and it's on Netflix. I believe there are 10 episodes, and I've watched four. And they're 51 minutes long, which means they're an hour. And I recommend it. And the Falco one was awesome. And it was just like, because I didn't know anything about Falco except that he died young and he had a couple of hits in the 80s. That's the only thing. And he was a crazy German dude. I'm an Austrian dude. And I didn't know anything else about him. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. So if you're looking for something to watch, Esmeralda, I would highly recommend watching the Falco episode of Too Young to Die on Netflix.
Interesting.
Yeah. I remember when Rock Me Amadeus came out. I thought it was the most ridiculous thing ever in the history of anything. And the video cracked me up when he had the ridiculous powdered wig on and he's running around. But according to the documentary, that song was like number one around the world. And like to this day, it's played in clubs and it's sampled. And people still love it. So, anyway, so that's how I spent some of my Monday, watching a Falco documentary on how Falco died young. Jeez. All right. Anyway, if you got the Netflix, I highly recommend it. If you have the Netflix, you should be watching Gilmore Girls if you haven't watched it already. But if you're through with Gilmore Girls, go to the Falco documentary about dying young. Okay. All right. Let's take a break. You know, Esmeralda, Jen's here.
Yay.
So, yeah. So just pop in anytime you want, Esmeralda.
Okay.
All right? Okay. We're going to bring Jen Bosworth in right after we take a break here.